Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Tammy in Tennessee who's been violated. She says, what can you do when your ex-spouse forged your signature on a tax return? I have an actual copy of the Form 8879 where the signature is obviously signed by my ex-husband. The refund of over $4,000 was deposited into his checking account. What do I do now? Well, Tammy, I really hate it when that happens, and it's more common than you would suspect. I don't understand why people think they can just get away with this kind of nasty behavior. Do they really think you're going to sit back and do nothing? Okay, girl, how far do you want to go with this? Here are some options open to you, but be careful. Some of these actions will have irreversible consequences. First of all, make sure that you file your tax return for that year with the correct filing status. If you haven't already filed, file the tax return on paper with a cover letter explaining about the forgery. Include a copy of the forged Form 8879. Be sure to show your signature on a post-it next to his version of your signature. Number one, alert IRS. Let them know a fraudulent return has been filed. You'll find more information here in Tax Scripts number 409, and IRS has information about reporting fraud at this link. Two, you can take him to small claims court, prove how much of the refund should have been yours, file your claim. Do research to see if your state allows for punitive damages. If they do, add them to your claim. Don't just add some bucks and expect the court to award it to you. You have to be able to cite the code section of the law that permits punitive damages. Three, if you're still in divorce court, have your attorney present the information to the judge and request compensation and damages. Remember, you or your attorney have to know the code section for the damages. And four, the most drastic option, report the forgery and theft to the police department and perhaps to your district attorney. Depending on your share of the refund, that might even qualify as grand theft. I don't know the rules in your state. Now, beware, the authorities will not waste their time. They're not going to follow through if you are not certain you're willing to testify. This may put him in jail. Is that what you want? If so, go for it. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about forgeries and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.